The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara here on Amid Beis says as follows. Tanan Hossam, we learned over there in the Mishnah, it's a Mishnah in Mechshirin, and the Mishnah says, HaMoichik is a Kresha, if someone crushes a type of vegetable called a Kresha, or someone that squeezes his hair or his clothing, which are full of liquid water, the liquid that's inside, until, if liquid comes out of the kresha of this vegetable, or out of his hair, or out of the clothing, without him squeezing it, so then somehow the water got extracted, it dripped out, so that water is not b'chiyutan. Is not able to be machshir l'kabel tumah. We know that foods are able to become tameh. If something that has a power of making other things tameh touches food, the food could become tameh. However, the food will only become tameh if it has a prerequisite. If it was mukhshir l'kabel tumah, it has to be that it was prepared and was made ready to become tameh. How is it prepared and made ready to become tameh? It has to have one of the seven liquids, yain shchatam, it has to have one of the seven liquids, touch it, fall on it, and fall on it willingly in order to make it be ready to accept tumah. So the Mishnah here is explaining that if, let's say, this liquid from the vegetable, or liquid from the person's hair, or his clothing, if it comes out on its own, so then it was not willingly that the water was there, and therefore, since it wasn't willingly that the water fell onto the vegetable, or any other food, so the food did not become mukhshar lekabel tumah, it did not become ready to accept tumah, and therefore it will not be able to be tumah, by that it touches something tumah. Hayoytzi mimenu, the Mishnah continues. But if the liquid that comes out, because a person squeezed the vegetable, the liquid that comes out of the hair or the garment, because a person squeezed the hair or the garment, that liquid does have the power to be makshir l'kabel tumah. And therefore, if that liquid fell onto a food, it will become mukhshar l'kabel tumah. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, further halacha, v'chrisha atzma hukhshira, that this vegetable itself becomes ready to accept tumah from the vegetable itself that the person squeezed, even though you don't see so much, it looks like the liquid is just coming from the inside and going outward. Nevertheless, my time, what's the reason? Since, says Shmuel, b'shas prishas mimenu hukhshira, since at the time when the liquid comes out of the vegetable gets touched by that liquid, so then in essence, this vegetable itself touched its own liquid, and that makes it be that this vegetable itself is mukhshar l'kabel tumah. Now Rashi explains that the person that had water in his hair, the example is referring to somebody that was taking a shower in the Beis HaMerchatz, and he dried himself off with a towel. And seemingly we're talking about the water that was in his hair, or the water that went into the towel. And that water, if he squeezes it out, so then it's l'ratzon, it's willingly. If he does not squeeze out, just falls out on its own, then it's not considered the rotzoin. Tosfos asks on Rashi, and Tosfos says, if he took a shower, so then he wanted the water to come onto his hair. So then right away, there was a rotzoin to have this water. So then even if the water falls out on its own without him squeezing the water, let that water also be have the power to make food ready to accept tumah. So therefore Tosfos says, that we're talking about that, not that he took a shower, but we're talking about somebody that was outside in the rain. So he didn't want any water to come on his hair. Water came unwillingly onto his hair, so if he squeezes it out, then he wants the water, and then the water could be mekabel tumah. Rashi also says that he used a towel. He was squeezing the water out of his hair with a towel. Others learn he was squeezing the water out of his hair with his hand. We'll see Be'ez Hashem later in the Shir how these different Rishonim, how they learn the Gemara, come into a practical to a discussion regarding a halacha that's very practical. Just like here, the Gemara talks about water that's in the hair and getting squeezed out, as Hashem, our Shir, will discuss halachas of squeezing water out of here. Where is it Negea, squeezing water out of here? It's Negea to the halachas of Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to do schito. You're not allowed to squeeze, and there's really two types of squeezing liquid, extracting liquid, that are prohibited on Shabbos. One is schito, which is a told of dosh, a told of mefarik, part of mefarik, which is a told of dosh, which is you're extracting the liquid. You want the liquid, and you're taking the liquid out of something else. If you squeeze grapes to extract the grape juice from the grapes, that's mefarik, and that's schito. That's called is a and Shabbos of one of the malachas. It's a told of one of the malachas of dosh. It's a biblical prohibition to be done on Shabbos. And the idea is that you're not allowed to extract liquid from something else. The isser is when you want the liquid, when you're going to use the liquid. There is another prohibition of schita on Shabbos, and that is schita of libun, that you're not allowed to squeeze water out of a garment, because that's a way of cleaning the garment. If you have a white shirt and you're going to squeeze water and it will make it cleaner, one of the parts of the process of cleaning a garment is to put it in water and then squeeze the wring of the water out of the garment. And therefore there's another prohibition of schita where it's a problem of libun, where it's a problem of cleansing the garment. This year, so when it comes to hair, when it comes to water absorbed in hair, so there's no problem of the cleaning of the hair, there's no issur of libun, it's not a garment that there's an issur of cleaning it. However, there could possibly be the prohibition of schito when we talk about schito of mefarik, that you're extracting a liquid when you want the liquid, when there's purpose for the liquid, and that could possibly be a prohibition. So really, there's a Gemara in Masechta Shabbos that discusses whether there's a issur of schito, there is a schito in Atoira of squeezing liquid out of here. The Gemara there is talking about a child that needs a bris milah, and we need to have oil, and we're going to bring the oil. So the way we're going to bring the oil is we're going to carry it into somebody's hair. So the Gemara discusses if we're going to carry it into the hair, then you're going to get it out of the hair, then it's going to be schito. So not for bismillah, for a lady that had a baby. So the one Amir says that there's no issur of schita. So Rabbi Nevi Yosef say there's no lav in the Torah of squeezing liquid from here. And therefore, the lady that needs this lady that gave birth that needs oil, and her friend is going to bring oil in her hair. One lady will soak her hair with oil. She'll walk to her friend and bring the oil. Then we'll squeeze it out of the hair. And there's no problem. There's no issue of squeezing the oil out of the hair. That's what Rabbi Nevi Yosef said. If Ashi entertains a possibility that perhaps there is a prohibition of squeezing the hair. Nevertheless, he has a different way to interpret the Mishnah. The Mishnah does not mean that she's going to have that her hair will get fully absorbed with the oil. Rather, she'll have a way how she'll hang a vessel that's full of oil from the hair. So in essence, it seems that there's a machlokes in the Gemara, or at least two possibilities in the Gemara, of whether there's a prohibition d'oraisa of squeezing a liquid that's absorbed in the hair. The reason why there wouldn't be schita from seir, why there wouldn't be this prohibition on Shabbos of squeezing liquid absorbed in hair, is that hair is different than a garment. A garment, when a garment gets full of liquid, for example, a towel that absorbs the liquid, if you'll squeeze the towel and get the liquid out of the towel, the liquid was actually between the fibers was absorbed inside the garment. The garment was holding it much more so than with hair. Hair is just strings. It's just that the strings are next to each other, and between the strings, the liquid will stay there. But it's not really absorbed. It's not really inside. It's staying in between two hairs. It's staying in the empty space. It's hanging in the empty space, but it's not really absorbed. So the liquid that's in the hair is not absorbed in the hair as much as it's absorbed in the garment. And for that reason, Rabban of Yosef say there's no prohibition, at least no biblical prohibition, of squeezing a liquid from hair on Shabbos. The Rambam, in fact, and that's how we paskin, says that that's the halacha. There is no prohibition of, there's no biblical prohibition of squeezing liquid from hair on Shabbos. However, the Magen Mishnah right there says that although there's no biblical prohibition of squeezing the hair, nevertheless, there is an issur d'rabbanan, there's a rabbinical prohibition of squeezing the hair. So in that case that the Gemara was discussing, it was sufficient to say that there was no biblical prohibition, since there was a good enough reason to bring the oil for a yoledes, a lady that gave birth. It was sufficient to say that it was a only rabbinical prohibition. It was sufficient to say there was no biblical prohibition, and with that, we were able to explain the Mishnah. But for practical purposes, if someone wants to know if they're allowed to squeeze hair, says the Magen Mishnah, one is not allowed to. Rabbinically, it's prohibited to squeeze the hair. And the Mishnah Brura in Tzimishin Chof, Sifkata Nun Hei, follows the Magen Mishnah, and he says, Lehalacha, that squeezing hair or squeezing leather, one is exempt minat Torah. Biblically, they did not violate the prohibition of squeezing. However, nevertheless, rabbinically, it is prohibited. And therefore, says the Mishnah Brura, if someone goes to the mikvah on Shabbos, they have to be careful not to squeeze their hair. When they're drying their hair, when they're drying themselves, they would have to be careful not to squeeze the hair. So, this would seem to make a problem for somebody who went to the mikvah on Shabbos and they want to use a towel to dry their hair. Because we just got through saying that rabbinically, it's prohibited to squeeze the hair. However, as we will explain, there are numerous opinions that say that using a towel is different. Until now, the Magen Mishnah that talked about squeezing the hair, he could be talking about a case where someone is wringing the hair. They're taking their hands, and they're squeezing the hair. They're squeezing, they're extracting the liquid from the hair with their bare hands. And that is certainly rabbinically prohibited, like the way the Magen Mishnah said. However, when the water, if someone was going to squeeze the hair to get the water, to have water, to use the water, to drink the water, to use the oil, that's rabbinically prohibited. However, when someone uses a towel, there's a few things that are different with using a towel than it is with squeezing the hair and using the liquid. There are some Rishonim that say that by all schita, there's less of a problem if the liquid is getting lost. As we explained earlier, squeezing, the prohibition of squeezing when it's the schita of mefarik, the idea is you're not allowed to extract the liquid in order to use the liquid. However, if you're not going to use the liquid, whenever you're not using the liquid, and not only you're not using the liquid, it's getting lost. It's mamish hoylich li'ibod. So there are some shittas that hold that such a thing, there's no isaran. And therefore, when you're squeezing when you're drying your hair with a towel, and the water is going into the towel, and you can't use the water, you can't even squeeze the towel, there's not going to be even enough water in the towel to squeeze the towel out. So that's a reason to be more makel. Additionally, when a person is using a towel, it's a little indirect. It's not the regular way. It's like a schita kol achar yad. It's an irregular way of squeezing the hair. Additionally, Shlomo Zalman says something that you don't see the water. I'm not sure what he means by that. And furthermore, Shlomo Zalman says that the whole source of squeezing, the prohibition of squeezing here on Shabbos is not a Gemara. The earliest source we have is a Magen Mishnah. And even the Magen Mishnah only says that it's asur midrabbanan, prohibited rabbinically. As such, says Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, brought down in Shmiyah Shabbos Kilchasa, that one is allowed to dry their hair with a towel on Shabbos. Since the liquid is getting lost, and you're doing it in an irregular way, and you can't even see it, and we're dealing only with a rabbinical prohibition, a prohibition that's not even mentioned in the Gemara, so therefore he says, if the water is getting absorbed right away into the towel, you can go ahead, at least, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, at least when you don't have so much water that you would be able to squeeze the towel out, so then he says, certainly you're allowed to dry the hair with a towel. The Mishnah Berurah that says you have to be careful not to squeeze the hair, he means don't go and squeeze your hair with your fingers. Don't go and wring your hair out with your hands. That would be a big problem if someone would go to their beard or payas and give a squeeze and pull the water out. That could be a major problem. But to use a towel is permitted. The Ben Ish Chai says this a very similar thing, that since you're doing a kalach hayad and it's only the Rabbanon, so therefore you're allowed to. However, there's other paiskim that weren't as lenient. For example, the Bliashiv Zatzal says that you could use a towel, but don't squeeze with a towel. Don't push down with a towel. You can just dab your hair with a towel. And there are other paiskim that were even more machmer. The Evan Yisrael, the Yisrael Yaakov Fisher. There's something in the Orchas Aven, in the name of the Stipler, in the name of the Chazon Ish, that they seemingly prohibited using a towel at all. And the person should just leave the hair the way it is. Now, there could be a different problem if a person has their hair full of water and they go to Rosh HaSarabim, there could perhaps be a problem of carrying the water that's in the hair. That's beyond the scope of this shir. But these are the different opinions as far as drying one's hair with a towel on Shabbos. Some, as the Shmir Shabbos Gelchasa and the Ben Ish Chai say, it's perfectly permitted to use a towel, as long as the towel is not getting so drenched that you'd be able to squeeze it out and get water from it. The Yashiv Zatzal says that you can dab your hair with a towel, but you should not, do not dry and push down hard with the towel, but you could dab your hair with a towel. And others seem to prohibit in Gansen, prohibit entirely using a towel to dry your hair on Shabbos. Be that as it may, let's get back to our sugya. In our sugya we had that the Gemara said that if somebody took a shower, the way Rashi explained, someone took a shower, the water that's in their hair is not considered lirotzin. If they use a towel, then it is lirotzin. And it seems like that we're talking about that somebody's just taking the water out of their hair And even though they're just getting the water out of their hair, it's considered that they want the water. So you were telling you, right now we're saying that somebody that takes a shower and they're drying themselves off, we're trying to say that you don't care about the water, and that's why it's not such a problem to dry your hair. And our Gemara says that somebody that took a shower, according to the Rashi, learns our Gemara is talking about somebody that took a shower, and somebody that squeezed their hair after the shower, the Gemara says that that is liratzon, that is willingly. So the Mishnah Halachos discusses this problem, and he says that since you have that Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, Tosfos says that we're talking about not somebody that took a shower. We're talking about somebody that got drenched from a rain shower. And we're not talking about somebody that's using a towel. And others say that the Mishnah Gemara is only talking about Tosfos. Shanim says we're talking about somebody who squeezes the hair with their hand. Not somebody who squeezed their hair with a towel. Not somebody that extracted the water from their hair using a towel, but rather they extracted the water using their hands. So that's where it's considered the rotten. That's where it's assumed to be that the person wants the water. So since we're only talking about it, isn't the Rabbanan to start off with? And seemingly, it's something, the water that a person doesn't want, doesn't have interest in. Even though the Gemara seems to say that when one squeezes their hair, they are interested in the water, seeing since it's only Issur d'Rabbanan, and there's other shittas that certainly permit it, says the Mishnah Halachos, one can definitely rely on those shittas that permit it, again, based on whether you hold like those shittas or not in the Atam Sugyo. But if one holds like if Shlomo Zalman or the Ben Ish Chai, they could rely on that, or even like if the Yashiv, Mitzad Ar Sugyo, they don't have to worry about Ar Sugyo since there's other shittas that disagree with Rashi, and we're only dealing with an Isser D'Rabbanan. This concludes this year.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultation, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org. Or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.